Hello, it's the 26th of August, 2019. Today we have the Knight of Swords, the Four of Swords, and the Eight of Clubs all reversed. You're grounded. I've lost my wallet twice in the last 5 years, and both times there was something strangely freeing about it, relaxing even. The last time I lost it, it had been on a Friday, and my only concern had been gas and horse feed until I could deal with replacing everything the following Monday. Without hesitation, the manager of my local gas station handed over 40 bucks. My friends gave me another 20. It was all okay, but of course, it's your whole life, your wallet, right? A little over a week later, Home Depot called and said they had my wallet. Everything was still there, including the cash, but for almost 2 weeks, I only left the house if it was essential because every cent counted. I got a ton of stuff done because I burned off the energy I would have ordinarily used running around cleaning and home repairing. This spread wants to clip your wings. I'll do my best, but as we're in Virgo season and coming into fall, I feel like a Roman candle and have been up for a while. This week, I suppose I must get down to the tedious business of replacing the various cards and things I have somehow managed to do without since last Tuesday. But it looks great around here. Outhouse repainted, rabbit fencing up, fall to-do list organized. This doesn't read to me like a past, present, and future scenario, but rather a no-nonsense warning. Burnout is imminent if you don't cease and desist. Speaking of which, swords are mental, intellectual, and of the law. Hopefully, this reversed Knight of Swords, who we should be moving away from but don't seem to be, can be described as sociopathic. That is, if this is another person, but I don't think it is. This knight doesn't care about anyone but himself. He or she has gone rogue, leaving destruction and confusion in their wake. This knight charges maniacally with no concern or regard for the consequences of their actions or words. Air, Aquarius, Libra, Gemini, Capricorn. The Four of Swords, Jupiter and Libra, in the reverse, isn't telling you anything you don't already know. You're tired. All these swords are mental, but in the reverse, they're not sharp, but dull. Finally, we have another fast card in the reverse, the Eight of Wands or Clubs, Sagittarius, Leo, Aries. Eight straight wooden branches fly through the air like arrows. This card is a travel card, specifically by air. It's as if we ourselves are looking down from a plane to the rolling green landscape below. In the reverse, takeoff is delayed. This for a minute felt like when you're getting ready to leave on a trip and you scramble around getting everything in order the week before, you get packed, you check everything off the list, you get to the airport early only to find the flight's been delayed or canceled. Get some sleep, slow down. It's serious and it could get physical. Think about a fatigued pilot. Huh? Huh? Huh?